In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Jesse Kramer. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. So you're coming to town from wherever you are on a tour to the Bean Runner in Peekskill. It's a really cool, highly respected venue. I hope you enjoyed it. It's May 1st is the show. How many shows in your tour currently?
I've got about 15 shows.
Wow.
Starting in Ohio all the way up to New Hampshire and back into Nashville.
Wow. So you're serious about this music career going as planned, or is it kind of taking some curves here and there?
Oh, with the tour, you know that it takes all kinds of, you know, curves and turns and everything like that. Everything has to be filtered out. You got to learn how to zag when there's a zig.
Yeah. You seem to be doing the work it takes to make this thing happen. How long you been at the music thing?
Oh, about going over 15 years right now. So
wow.
Pretty young and just been keeping at it.
So how old are you now?
I'm 25. I'll be 26 in July.
Do you write a lot of songs?
Absolutely. I have a catalog about over 400 songs right now.
Jeez, 400 songs in only 25 years. How is that even possible? What was the first song you wrote? Do you remember that one?
It was called Worthwhile, and it was just, you know, at the time I started writing it, you know, about 14, kind of like a little, you know, school crush type of situation. So I guess that's what inspired it.
Do you still sing that song in your repertoire?
No, not really. Some of the old songs are too old, and, you know, I mean, I'm focused on the sound now, and, you know, but I'll go back to if there's a request or, you know, a good tip in the bucket to play it.
Sure, absolutely. And what would you say is your style of songwriting? Has it changed over the last 15 years?
I would definitely say I've learned to be a lot more open and more versatile, you know, understanding how, you know, specific things are set up. And I would say my writing style has remained Jesse Kramer, man. That's what I would say my style is. If anything, if you want to put it to a genre, I'd say rock and soul.
Yeah. The ones you've sent over and the one we're going to play Now or Never is kind of an R&B vibe. It's kind of old school, too. You got a cool voice, too.
Yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Jesse Kramer. You've had some great moments so far in your 15 years or so. You've had some TV moments. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yep. I was first on Fox's The Four on the second season, and made it 5 of 8 episodes, which was really cool and set me up on some good amounts and set me up for some pretty good opportunities. And following on 2020, I had a full airing and got through with all the yeses on America's Got Talent 2020.
Oh, my goodness. You got more coming up of this?
If the right TV show comes back around and offers me, you know, something cool other than something I've already experienced, I'd like to think that I've had my time on that kind of TV platform. I'd always look for an opportunity and looking to expand and progress.
Yeah, it was a great thing, but it's a good stepping stone more than anything else, really. It's kind of gotten you to where you are today, and you've done some great opening gigs. Tell me some of the people, the bands, artists you've opened for.
Yeah, I've opened up for like Skid Row, Steven Adler from Guns N' Roses, Slaughter, you know, a couple of cool like outlaw guys like, you know, Cody Jinks and all that good stuff. Charlie Starr with Blackberry Smoke and cool different places like that, yeah.
So the lesson here is radio is cool, but, you know, get on TV.
Yeah, well, I mean, the lesson is do it for the music, whatever opportunity, wherever music takes you,
right.
You know what I mean? As long as it's benefiting that.
Clearly you love the music first, that's your first love. Does anything make you nervous? Because you've had these big-time opportunities. Does anything now make you nervous?
The only thing that makes me nervous is just making, you know, it's just making sure that the plan comes together on time, you know, with the right people. And just making sure everything kind of aligns, you know, with so much responsibility and power, you know, comes with responsibility of that, you know, when you're booking a show or playing a gig and having to wear so many different hats. The only thing about nervous is making sure that I just don't, you know, break behind the scene, because that's where the real work happens. On
right.
Stage is the easy part, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I think being an artist and being able to write about that is just kind of the therapy of, you know, going through that.
Right. The couple of hours on the stage is only the tip of the iceberg, of course.
Of course.
Tell me about the song we're going to play, Now or Never. Well done. How did it happen? What's it about?
Yeah, man, Now or Never. I was just in a groovy type of feeling, man. And, you know what I mean? It was just letting the girl know it's like, you know, I'm about this. I'm serious. It's now or never, you know, with me or however you want to go about it. But it goes from first soft and then first for real. You know what I mean? So a big finish and big rock and roll, you know?
Yep, and it's a universal theme. So the live show is The Bean Runner in Peekskill. Looking forward to that. It's May 1st. And do you have a website where people can find out more about Jesse Kramer, spelled exactly the way it sounds?
JesseKramerMusic.com. Yep, you can find all the ticket and show information.
Jesse, good luck on the tour. We'll see you back in Peekskill in May, and thanks for joining us in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD.
Thank you kindly, Andy. Appreciate it.